Welcome to Build Your Business Radio, total know-how for small business, with your host, Barbara Weltman.
Thanks so much for joining me today. We have a very exciting show coming up, and we have a very exciting first guest coming up, and we're trying to get him on the line. We're going to be talking with Congressman Sam Graves from Missouri. Washington is abuzz with activity right now. As you probably know, there's a new jobs bill. There's the activity with health care. There are various tax extender measures going on. There are so many bills that are working their way through Congress or that have already completed their passage and will affect your small business. How is this going to affect you? Well, it's going to affect everybody differently, but we're going to be talking with Congressman Sam Graves from Missouri. He's the ranking member of the Small Business Committee in the House, and he also serves on the committees for agriculture and for transportation. He's been with us before, and he's given us some great information. I just want to take a moment to talk about the new jobs bill. It's called the HIRE Act, and it just passed, and it's going to be signed into law, or it has been signed into law. And what this does, it's supposed to encourage small business owners to hire new people. How does it do this? Well, for anybody that you hire now through the end of the year, if you hire someone who's been unemployed for at least 60 days, you will not have to pay the Social Security portion of their wages, pay the FICA for the Social Security portion of FICA on their wages. So this is a savings to you of 6.2%. This is pretty significant. And if you keep this person on your payroll for 52 consecutive weeks, you can get a tax credit of up to $1,000. Now, that credit won't hit on your return until 2011, but it will be pretty significant. Now, who qualifies for this new credit, this new waiver of the payroll taxes? This is going to be, as I said, anybody who has been unemployed for 60 days consecutively and that you hire. Now, it could even be someone that worked for you before, that you had to lay off in the past, but that you put back on the payroll. It cannot be someone who is basically related to you or who is a company owner, but other than that, it's pretty wide open. Now, many of you are aware that there's a tax credit for hiring people of certain disadvantaged groups, people who have certain economic disadvantages or certain social disadvantages. And if you hire them, you may qualify for a tax credit called the Work Opportunity Credit. Well, how's this going to dovetail in with the new payroll tax forgiveness and the credit for keeping people on the payroll? Well, you're going to have to choose, really. If you want to get the payroll forgiveness, then you won't be able to use the Work Opportunity Credit. If you want to use the Work Opportunity Credit, you're going to have to waive the other. How is the payroll tax forgiveness going to work in actuality? What's going to happen is you are going to be able, starting with the second quarter, starting with April 1st, just not include this in your payroll tax deposits. For taxes for the first quarter, let's say you hire someone today, so you're qualified now. For the rest of the first quarter, you're going to still be paying the payroll taxes, and then you'll get it as a credit on your second quarter tax payment. So when you file your 941 for the second quarter, that's where it's going to hit up and benefit you. But this is really a pretty significant incentive. I don't know if it's going to help you personally. I don't know if it's going to be enough to get you over the hump. If you thought about maybe hiring somebody and this might do it for you? Well, it's certainly a significant break. The thing I like about it, frankly, is the ease of it. You don't have to compute anything. You just don't pay the tax. And that's really, like, such a great thing because it's not a lot of administrative work. It's not a lot of calculations for your CPA. It's just an easy thing to do. I should also mention that as part of this HIRE Act, H-I-R-E Act, they've also extended the Section 179 expensing break that had applied last year, which means that you could get up to $250,000 write-off for equipment purchases in the year. They've extended that for one more year. So now, same limits that applied last year will apply this year, meaning that you can expense up to $250,000 of equipment, and if you put into service more than $800,000, you're going to start whittling away at that break. I think that these are pretty significant tax incentives, but they're certainly not all that's on Congress's platter right now. We have measures going through that will extend a lot of other breaks for small business owners and for individuals. We have other measures going through that are going to provide new incentives for small business. And, you know, we're all excited to hear about this, and we're just trying to wait to get Congressman Graves on the line here. You know, when you work with live radio and you're waiting for someone to get on the line who has a busy job, sometimes we can't be first in line, and we just have to be patient. So I'm going to just continue talking to you about what I see as important in going on in Congress. One of the things that I know I personally am looking forward to seeing a resolution on are the various extender measures. We have been on pins and needles trying to figure out what are the tax rules for 2010. We can't know that because we are waiting for extensions of measures that expired at the end of 2009. And some of them are pretty significant for small businesses. One that I know has been extended more times than I could count is the research credit. And many businesses have put their research projects on hold, waiting to see whether this 20% tax credit is going to be extended. I mean, everybody wants it, and nobody's objecting to it. It just Congress hasn't gotten around to making it happen. Another measure that we are on the lookout for has to do with amortizing certain leasehold costs. Instead of having to depreciate leasehold improvements to retail establishments and restaurants and certain other businesses, we are being able to write that off over 15 years. And again, we're waiting for an extension on that. We have with us now Sam Graves, representative from Missouri and the ranking member of the Small Business Committee in the House. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
I'm so glad you could join us today. I know there's so much going on in Washington with the HIRE Act, with health care. Why don't we just take a few moments to talk about you have experience as a small business owner, so you know what we're all talking about here. What's been your experience?
Well, you know, and our family's been actually doing a lot of different things, but our main business is farming. And we usually keep a payroll. It's a very small business. Between my brother and I, we keep a payroll of about 5 people usually employed. We obviously do all of our purchasing, all of the sale of our product at the end of the day, you know, and everything in between. It's a typical family, small business. And, you know, it's obviously getting tougher and tougher all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I can say from my experience and from the thousands of small business owners that I talk to and connect with around the country. In this difficult economy, in your opinion, what does Washington really need to do to help small business owners and entrepreneurs survive?
Well, the biggest thing is get out of the way. To be quite honest with you, I think Washington does more to stymie growth and to slow down small business expansion than anything else. And part of that problem is the uncertainty that's out there. You're hearing all this talk in Washington about taxes going up, about you know, things like cap and trade and the energy tax that's going to be placed on them. Nobody knows for sure, you know, what's around the corner. So as a small business person, a lot of folks are just kind of hanging back, and they're waiting to see what's going to happen, what this administration is going to propose next, or what, you know, what things like health care reform is going to mean to them, more mandates and you know, higher taxes. So what you're seeing is a lot of small businesses have told us in committee that, you know, they're just not going to do anything right now. They're going to kind of wait and see. But Washington, if Washington would just get out of the way, give small business owners a little bit of certainty, and certainly not tax them in a time when the economy is slower than usual, that would help more than anything else to allow small businesses to grow and expand, or even, you know, just startups.
I couldn't agree more, Congressman Graves. And I was talking before you got on the line about the uncertainty with, for example, just the extenders and how do you plan as a business owner. We're coming up to a break now, so when we come back, I'd like to talk about some of your goals as the ranking member of the Small Business Committee.
Okay.
We're here now with Congressman Sam Graves, who sits on the Small Business Committee in the House. The website to check out, republicans.smallbusiness.house.gov. I'm Barbara Weltman, and you're listening to Build Your Business Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
When it comes to purchasing your next digital camera, there is only one name you need to remember: Canon. Since 1996, Canon has sold more than 100 million compact digital cameras. Their product line covers the gamut from simple to shoot to the camera that the pros use, with eye-popping results. For those priceless family shots, Canon is the name you can trust. To check out their entire line, log on to Canon.com. That's the only name you need to know, Canon.com.
If you are self-employed or own a small business, chances are you are supposed to be paying quarterly estimated taxes to the IRS. I say supposed to be because 60% of you are not, and that is costing you in penalties and interest. Hi, this is Barbara Weltman, tax expert and host of Build Your Business Radio. I want to introduce you to TaxAside.com. TaxAside is an online tool that figures small weekly amounts needed to stay estimated tax compliant and avoid penalties, and then sets these amounts aside. Per your instructions, accrued funds are automatically transferred to the government on the payment date or returned to your checking account at any time for any reason. You always control the funds, which are held in an FDIC-insured interest-bearing attorney escrow account. With a 30-day free trial, simplify your life. TaxAside has made my life so much easier. Mention the code BW when you sign up and receive for free my white paper on 5 strategies for surviving in any economy. Let TaxAside.com save you time and money, something we all need more of.
When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.
Take your company to another level by combining the reach of your email list with the power of a custom video. Introducing eVideoPros.com. Personalized and professionally produced videos instantly stream to your email's list, informing them about that new product or service, sale, or event. Using customized video footage of your own voice, face, and company, eVideoPros.com will do it quickly, inexpensively, and conveniently. And what's more, live links surrounding your streamed video email will connect your audience to your website for information to place an order and get instructions. And they can forward the same video email to their friends. So forget expensive direct mail or mass media advertising. You're at your keyboard. So type in eVideoPros.com now and request a sample to be quickly emailed. Make your mark. using innovative video email from evideopros.com.
Welcome back to Build Your Business Radio with your host, Barbara Weltman.
Thanks for staying with me. We're talking now with Congressman Sam Graves. He's the ranking member of the Small Business Committee in the House. For more information, visit the website republicans.smallbiz.house.gov. And you're going to get a lot of great information there and find out what's going on. Representative Graves, I'd like to sort of get your take on what are your goals serving on the Small Business Committee.
Well, one of the things that that I'm going to continue to do is try to impress upon the administration that we've got to get federal spending under control, and we've got to quit taxing small business to pay for all this spending and all these new programs that are coming out. And that's the frustrating part. I met with President Obama when he was trying to come up with a small business initiative here a few months ago. I believe it was back in October. And, you know, he was coming up with a proposal that he was going to give 90% loan guarantees through the SBA and waive all of the fees, which I told him. I said, that's fine, Mr. President, for those individuals who use the SBA. The vast majority of small businesses don't. I said, for them, just quit taxing them. Quit talking about this this idea that you're going to just be taxing the rich. I said, so many small businesses file their income taxes as an individual or as a couple, and you're going to hit them hard. And these are small businesses that aren't rich. These people aren't rich. And he just waved it off. You know, he didn't see that as an issue. He didn't think it was going to affect that many people. And that's the frustrating part. And it's a process of continuing to educate an administration that has very, very few people in it that have ever actually run a business or made a payroll, trying to get them to understand why this is so devastating and why it's continuing to keep the economy down.
Yeah, I know. I explored that fact that, I mean, it's just a fraction, 8% or so of the whole administration has ever been in business. And so they really have no they've been working for government or academia, and they have no understanding of what it really means to make a payroll, or even they haven't filled out a tax return to understand the process, as you mentioned, of a small business owner where business income is reported on your personal return and impacts the money you have left over to invest in new equipment or hiring people.
That's exactly right. It's just a lot of inexperience, and to be quite honest with you, they're very naive when it comes to those things that you know small businesses face every single day.
Absolutely. What do you think that we can do in the small business community to encourage Washington to craft legislation that will actually be of help to small businesses?
And this is vitally important. What we need to do is continue to hammer away at members of Congress and members of the Senate and let them know how this is affecting them. Too many times we have folks that come to Washington and they live in the world, around here, and they listen to the media that's just in Washington, or they listen to the folks just in Washington, and they're not listening to folks back home, folks that are ones that are out there trying to scrape together a living or trying to make a small business work. They need to hear from folks. So I would encourage to write letters, send emails, to make phone calls, and I know it's particularly when you're trying to do everything else in your life and trying to, you know, if you're raising a family and you're also running that small business, there doesn't leave a whole lot of time in the day just to sit down and be able to do that. But it's so vitally important, and it makes a big difference. It will have an impact, and we just have to make our voices heard. And so the more input in the process that you can be as an individual and explain to these members that are representing you, the better it's going to be in the long run.
I think that many people, many small business owners think that their voice doesn't matter, that it's just another number. Do you think that it's helpful when we make a communication to say that we have so many people on our payroll, or that we've been in this community for such and such amount of time? Do you think that will help our message get through a little louder and stronger?
Absolutely, and there's strength in numbers. You know, if just one person does it, you know, it doesn't have nearly as much impact as one person and then the next person and the next person and the next person. So I'd encourage all your listeners out there to make sure that they, you know, get folks fired up and get their neighbors fired up, you know, and the next business down the block or the next business next, you know, beside them. Let them know and tell them it does make a difference. And all of this, if we don't do this, you know, if you just take the runaway federal spending that's taking place right now and the deficits that are just exploding, then we're never going to turn this around. It will get to the point where it is completely unsustainable, the spending is. So we have to do this. It's very important. We have to turn, you know, turn the country around and slow this freight train down, or stop it, because if not, we're, you know, small business is the one that's going to pay for it. And, you know, it's going to make it very tough to even operate a small business.
Yeah, absolutely. I get the feeling that people in the administration are just, you know, they're enamored with the concept of other people's money. Like, they don't get it. Like it's our money. You know, it's they figure, you know, somebody else is paying for it. It's not them, I guess.
And that's exactly right. And I'll give you an example of just how true that is. You know, when you give a tax cut in Washington, D.C., back to the people, you know, many of us in that work in government see that as a way to stimulate the economy. And a tax cut lets more people keep their money in their pocket. But what some people see, they see a tax cut as a cost to the government. It's a cost, and that's wrong. That is absolutely the wrong way to look at it. It's not the government's money. It's the people's money who have given it to the government in the form of taxes. And you know, that is, on its most basic form, that shows loud and clear when you talk around Washington about a tax cut and just see what the two different schools of thought are when it comes to that.
Yeah, another thing that I think Congress sort of ignores too often is the fact that most of us face not only the federal tax burdens, but state and local burdens.
Yes.
That are out of control right now. I mean, they're just. I'm in a New York suburb, and I pay now an MTA tax based on my as a self-employed person on my gross, you know, my earnings here, and I don't even go into the city, and it's just unbelievable when you add up the whole tax burden. You sort of wonder why you're working at all.
Yeah, and that's exactly right, and it's scary when you add it up. And I tell you, self-employed are the ones that get it the most, because for the most part, self-employed, you know, they estimate their taxes and pay quarterly, or even in some cases pay annually. So you're writing that big check rather than like a payroll tax, where you're taking just a little bit out each month. So when you know, the self-employed out there, they really get it, because they understand it. And that's a big check that they have to write every quarter, in many cases, or each year. And it hurts.
It hurts, especially because that check covers not only income taxes, but, your Social Security and Medicare tax obligation and
property tax.
Altogether, it's a big chunk every quarter. Congressman Graves, I wanted to ask you something about the HIRE Act. What's your take on this new act designed to stimulate job creation? Do you think it's going to be successful?
No, I'll be honest with you, I don't. And I really have a hard time with it. I here's a process of giving a tax cut, or giving a tax break, I guess I should say, to individuals to hire more folks. Not raise their taxes in the first place would be my thought. And that's, you know, one of the things I'm trying to get across. You know, here on the left hand, you're raising small businesses' taxes considerably, and you take, you know, the health care reform proposals that are out there, you're going to mandate that they provide health insurance, then you're going to penalize them if they don't provide health insurance, then you're going to charge them higher taxes to provide that health insurance, and then you're going to turn around and say, well, we'll give you a tax break if you hire more people. It's totally backwards. Just don't raise their taxes in the first place. Don't come up with these gimmicks that are one-year-long deals. You've got an individual who you could hire And you get that tax break 1 year, but it continues after that. That burden continues, and I think it's very hollow. I don't think folks are going to take a $400 tax break this year, so they can hire a $40,000 worker. It's a gimmick. Just don't raise their taxes in the first place is what I think.
You know, I think that you hit on a word there that you sort of glossed over, but I really want to emphasize it, and that's certainty, that many of the tax rules, which I'm intimately involved in, go from year to year, and at the end of the year and sometimes well into the next year, we don't know what the rules are. How can we plan? You want to just comment on this in about 30 seconds?
And certainty is probably one thing that I hear more than anything else, and that's what's hurting these small businesses. They just don't know what's around the corner. You have all of this talk of taxing this, taxing that. You know, the energy tax is probably one of the biggest things that hurts at least small manufacturers. There's got to be some certainty out there, and that's the frustrating part. Small businesses are not going to expand, and they're not going to move forward until they have some certainty. And I try to stress that to this administration, that they don't understand, but it gets back to that process, that they have too many people that are too naive that are putting out these policies.
Well, I just want to thank you so much. We're unfortunately out of time. We've been speaking with Congressman Sandgraves, and just to follow up what he said, keep up the contact and pressure on all your representatives. Let them know what you think. It does matter. Visit his website, republicans.smallbiz.house.gov, and stay with me when we come back. We're going to talk about privacy policies. I'm Barbara Weltman, and you're listening to Build Your Business Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
The best-kept secret on eBay is out, Genco Marketplace. For two decades, Genco has been the number one liquidator for the country's top retail chains. Genco sells $3.5 million worth of inventory every day at prices well below wholesale. Electronics, housewares, furniture, clothing, you name it. With Genco Marketplace, eBay sellers can find thousands of brand name returns and closeouts at deep discounts. And with Genco's easy online purchase process, you spend less time sourcing and more time selling and making money. Whether you want one item or 1,000, rely on Genco's expert staff to advise you and help take your business to the next level. Check out the incredible deals at GencoMarketplace.com. That's Genco, G-E-N-C-O, Marketplace.com. Your trusted source for quality surplus products. GencoMarketplace.com.
Are you frustrated by how little you understand about your computer or word processor? Or perhaps you'd just love to sell some of your very cool stuff on eBay? Do you think that reading a tech book would be just as hard? Enter the For Dummies series, famous for making great and easy to understand books on how to learn just about any subject in the universe. They have books like Laptops for Dummies, or Flipping Houses for Dummies, or even, eBay for Dummies. The best thing about Dummies books is they're easy to read, easy to understand, and great fun. I've personally used many Dummies books, and everyone in the Dummies series is truly a learning adventure. What are you waiting for? Get off the couch. Run over to your computer and go to your favorite bookstore and get a For Dummies book today. Visit Dummies.com, where you can find over 1,000 topics to choose from. There's a Dummies book for you and every member of your family. Dummies books are brought to you by the great folks at Wiley Publishing. I know you're going to love them.
You and Navy Mutual Aid Association. We've been through a lot together since 1879. In those days, they spoke a little more formally. But our mission statement remains the same.
Our mission is to aid our members and their dependents or beneficiaries by providing with certainty and promptness a substantial sum for their relief, with insurance plans at as near the actual net cost as possible.
In other words, we offer low-cost, high-quality insurance so that your family will be taken care of. We do have a lot more choices now. Coverage is available to you and your family with no war or aviation clauses and no military or travel restrictions. Visit NavyMutual.org to obtain a quote, apply for the insurance, or fill out the forms. Or you can reach us at 800-628-6011 to speak with us in person. Navy Mutual, serving you since 1879.